July 2nd, 2026 election canvas. And the recorder is going.
Okay, we're recording.
We got 1 minute almost, a little less. Okay, it is 10 o'clock. I want to welcome everybody out to this special commission meeting to do a canvas of the June 23rd Republican primary election. I guess, is there anything you want to say, Chanel, before we turn it off to Heather?
So just maybe to just let everyone know what the purpose of the canvas is. So the purpose of the canvas is to verify the accuracy of the election data, ensure transparency, and instill public confidence in the final outcome. And then also, this is the process where we take the unofficial results and make those official by signing off on the results. And then the other thing that this does is once that is made official, then it starts the window for the recount process, if there is a recount process, which I don't see that happening for this particular election, but that's what it does. It starts that time frame. And then it also allows for the Board of Canvassers to issue certificates of election or nomination to the candidates who were successful.
Okay, thank you. I forgot to thank Kieran and Ryan, our county assessor and our county treasurer, for being here. The other two commissioners were unavailable today, so.
Yeah,
they're going to help us.
So the reason that they are here is because it lays out in state statute that if one of the Board of Canvassers, which are the three commissioners, are unavailable, then it goes down a line of succession to the treasurer, the assessor, and then the sheriff. So that's why we have our treasurer and our assessor here.
Yeah, we really appreciate them being here. Thank you. Okay, Heather, you want to take over?
All right, so I'll just walk you through the process from kind of our start to our finish. Okay, so what we do is we start with, once the election is created, obviously, we start with an internal LNA where we test all of our equipment, make sure it's tabulating correctly, run, like, there's no errors. And then we do a public LNA, and we have checklists of everything we have to test on them by running ballots through. We make sure, like, we have our express votes, which is our handicap accessible voting machines, and we have to make sure they have, like, the little pads work, that the microphone works, that the pronunciation of the names is correct, and then we'll run a ballot, make sure it prints correctly, and then we also test our DS200 with these ballots that we have, and then I get a pre-marked test deck that they give me the results, and then we run these through the machine, and we'll match them up. Make sure everything lines up on the vote count for each candidate, overvotes, undervotes. And then once that's done, we'll clear our results, and then we get ready for election day. Well, early voting election day. So for early voting election day, I do what we call a DRE, where, because I will give them so many blank ballots. And so they have to count for every ballot I give them, between voted, non-voted, and spoiled. So they have sign-off sheets where they record, because when I'm done testing the machines, I'll wipe them, load the elections, I seal everything, and then those seals aren't touched until those machines are done, election's over, then I pull the information. So they just verify the seals, the numbers, and then after election night, I have two night judges come in, and they go over early voting, the numbers, the ballots, they count everything as well. So it's a little tedious, but it covers us. And so after the election, which Gwen was a part of yesterday, and Kieran, we do our election audit, where we load our results and batches onto, it's called enhanced voting, where they do our results, our audit, and our by mail absentees. And then the LG's office will give us random batches 15 minutes before the audit, and that's what we pull, and then we do a hand count. And so we did that yesterday. Everything matched up with a little technical error. And so then, we're just, after that, then we just we canvass, that's what we're doing right now, the results. So going over the results for in Kane County, for the Republican for U.S. House District 3, Celeste Malloy got 1,238 votes. Bill Lyman got 534. Republican for State House District 69, Daniel Gardner got 563, and Logan J. Monson got 1,141. And then Republican for Kane County Commissioner Seat B, Matthew LeGrand Cox got 770, Celeste Myers got 1,032. And then Republican for Kane County Clerk Auditor, Shamil Lamb got 1,212, and Martin Hepworth got 556. And I'll hand the results over for you guys to look down, and then I'll go over ballot statistics with you guys. So that's the summary one. That's the precinct, and then I also have the statement of votes cast, which is broken out by precinct. So out of active voters, so we have, for the Republican primary, we had 3,409 active voters. Out of them, a total ballots counted was 1,821. 1,665 were by mail ballots that came back that we counted. We had 32 in-person early voting. We had 124 election day in-person voting. We had 5 provisionals that we counted every provisional. They have to provide us, a Utah ID, and then they also have to prove their residency as well. And they have to have 30-day residency in Kane County to vote. We had 43 challenged ballots, which means they were challenged either because a lot of them this time where they didn't sign their affidavit. But now during state code, they are required to provide the last 4 of their social security number or their driver's license. And so we had, we had one envelope that the signature didn't match, like looked like someone else had signed it. We had 10 unsigned envelopes and 10 for like the last 4 of the social that did not count. So out of the 43, we had 21 that did not care. But we did have 22 that did care. So it's a 48% percentage of curable ballots. And then the ballots we had to reject that came back after the deadline, we had 17 ballots. We have to receive everything by 8 p.m. election night for it to count per code now. And then the percentage of returned undeliverable ballots was 0.02% of what we sent out.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of work. Thank you. So you guys, I want to thank Heather and Shamil and all the people in the clerk's office for doing such a great job on our elections. I know it's time-consuming and a lot of stuff, but thank you very much. So I guess now we just vote to approve it, is that?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to make a motion, or I can make a motion?
Go ahead and make a motion.
Either way. Yeah. I would move that we accept the canvas of the election results as presented.
Okay.
Or approve.
Any discussion on that?
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, that was unanimous, we appreciate that. Thank you for all your hard work.
So I will present, because you guys accepted nominations of election to Shamil Lamb and Celeste Myers.
Perfect. Thank you. And congratulations, Chanel and Celeste.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I guess that's a real short meeting, the kind we like, but I'll make the motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
So I do need to do that website. You're stuck with this for another 4 years.